It's now time for our Jackson Heights locker room chat here tonight. It's KNCA 103.9, Brandon Tamman with you. We're joined now by girls basketball coach. That is Madison Massey. It is presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Etowatco Fitness Center. Cobras, a big win on Tuesday night, beating Horton 56-20, and that was after a nice win over Moore Hill Mounts Academy on Friday, so it's been a good week, no doubt, for the Cobras basketball team. Now three straight wins, four of their last five. One loss there to ACCHS. Right now, 13-4, 10-3 in league play. Coach, Tuesday night, what stood out in the big win against Horton? 56-20 was that final.
We really ran the ball well. I mean, that's our game. We try to push as much as we can, and we were really able to outrun them and get the ball down the court. Our press caused them troubles. Their guards couldn't handle the pressure very well, and offensively, against their zone, we have just done a really nice job of sharing the basketball and moving it, throw it to the high post to Kaylee. Kaylee's finding the open person on the backside, and that just has created a lot of positive things for us.
We talked a little bit about the midseason tournament a few weeks ago. There was kind of that lull where it was maybe a little bit of a struggle. You had a few losses kind of mixed in. You lost to JCN by two. You lose to two or lose by two against Marysville in that Hiawatha tournament, and then another two-point loss to ACCHS. But your team's bounced back, three straight wins. What do you think is maybe different now compared to maybe that kind of tough stretch you had a couple of weeks ago?
Well, we're really making adjustments. In those three games, particularly the first two you mentioned, JCN and who we played?
Marysville.
Tournament. Marysville, thank you. Those, we didn't really make adjustments like I had wanted us to in timeout situations and halftime. We weren't necessarily making the changes we needed to. As those coaches were trying to relay that information that different things were going to help us. In the ACC game, that's the best I've seen us play in quite some time. Even though we didn't come out on top, is we played extremely well and adjusted to what we needed to do defensively. And then the past three games, I'm telling them something and they're trying to do it, and that's going to create a lot of positive things for us here down the road, especially in late game situations. They're really buying in. We've turned the corner, and I think good things are in our future.
Down to the final three games of the regular season. We'll talk about that stretch here momentarily, but a quick look and a glance at the Horton substate, and right now there's five teams sitting there with double-digit wins. You guys sit there right now in second place behind Riverside, who's a top-five team in 2A right now at 15-3. Jefferson County North team that we had mentioned, a two-point loss earlier in the year, they are also a 12-win team. You got Pleasant Ridge, who is now a 10-win team. Valley Heights out of the TVL, an 11-win team. So this is a very top-heavy sub-state, and I think we talked a little bit about it last week, but, boy, how important are these games to secure yourself in the best possible spot?
I mean, we got to go one game at a time and focus on what's ahead of us in that particular game so we can improve on what we need to do for sub-state. We don't take any of these games lightly. We know that at any given moment, any given night, that a team could step up and play really well. So we got to focus on our game plan and got to stop the other team.
McLouth, Oskaloosa, and Valley Falls, the final three games, and it starts Friday with McLouth at home. What's the kind of expectation there? You won the first meeting back in early January. Both teams probably a little bit different now, but what's kind of the expectations and keys for a win on Friday?
We came out really slow against McLouth the first time we played them. I mean, we were down 17-15 in the first quarter. So they're a capable team. They're very good, guard heavy. They can shoot, they can drive. So with our zone, I think we will cause them some issues. We were playing man the first time we saw them. But I'm looking forward to a good game with them.
Jackson Heights girls basketball coach Madison Massey joining us each and every week as always. And appreciate the time as the Cobras, three straight wins now under their belt, a win over Horton on Tuesday. They got McLouth on Friday as they're down to the final three games of the regular season. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck Friday. We'll do it one more time next week.
Thank you.